This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. A two-part program today in our second segment. Under Sheriff Brad O'Dell, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office is going to be with us. But right now, we start out with Sherry Hoddle, a marketing board member of the Roseburg Country Club. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So you've got a special event on Sunday. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, we are having our open house event for the Roseburg Country Club Sunday, May 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. This is going to be a great event just to showcase how beautiful our club is. We have a great rental space venue available and to also showcase our championship level golf course. It's going to be a really fun event. We have some great local businesses coming to set up some displays.
So how did you get involved with Country Club?
My husband is a golfer, and so we've been members for years. I don't even know how long we've been there, but it's been just a great place for us to go with our kids and have a great experience, have fun with our family. And
I imagine some people don't even think about the kid element at a country club.
No, I think that that's the biggest surprise. My favorite thing about the club is when we are there in the summertime and the weather's nice, we can sit up and have dinner on the balcony or inside the restaurant, and the kids are running around, you know, in the grass, having fun, playing tag. It's a great environment for all families.
So why should somebody consider being part of the country club?
Oh, so many reasons. I mean, why does anybody join a club? We provide a sense of family, a sense of community. You get an experience there that's warm and welcoming and friendly. It's just a overall great environment. We have a lot of really fun events that we do with, you know, we've done line dancing and we have a burger battle happening. I mean, so many fun things.
And see, again, somebody wouldn't necessarily think line dancing at the country club.
I know. It's one of our fun events. And I didn't even mention golf. I mean, of course, our golf is amazing. We have a great golf course, whether you're a novice golfer like myself who can barely swing the club, or if you're an expert golfer, it's a great place to be.
And of course, this facility and all of this is, I mean, this has been around for many years in the Umpqua Valley. And I understand there are kind of different options for being part of the country club, because some people might look at it and think, well, I couldn't possibly afford it.
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of different levels of memberships. We have our full golf membership. We have a first responders membership for EMT and fire police officers. We have a social membership, which just gives you access to the pool, the restaurant, our members only events. And then you can also golf with that membership at a social member price. And then we have a brand new Twilight membership, which is an add-on to the social membership. And that one is going to be great for those people who feel like they don't have a lot of time to golf, or they just want to try it out and see if a membership is even right for them.
Wow. So a lot of ideas there. And what time is your event again?
It is Sunday, May 4th from 5 to 8 p.m. We also will have, for one night only, 25% off of your membership if you sign up at the event. We also have a membership drive happening currently, from started today and goes through 30 June, for 20% off your membership if you can't make it to the event.
30 June. You're still talking military.
I know.
We've talked with Sherry before as a recruiter for
the Oregon Army National Guard.
That's right. I couldn't remember which branch it was. I always get a kick out of that, because obviously, even though you are now retired through that, you still use the same terminology.
It's old habits die hard.
Yeah. So what's going to be happening kind of specifically in the course of those 3 hours on Sunday,
May
4th. Yeah.
Yep. We will have a raffle basket available for non-members. So when you come in, you'll get a raffle ticket. We have wine tasting provided by Oakland Creek Vineyards. We will have a banquet design set up by, Better Together Rentals. She's going to set up different areas of our club to give you guys some inspiration for the future events you might have: retirement party, wedding, reception, anniversary, all of those things. Exotic Events is going to be there with some balloon design set up. Pedal to the Metal Flowers is going to be there. Sienna M Photography is going to be there capturing the event. So it's a really great opportunity to walk through, see if it's a space you might want to use for a rental, you know, for an event. We're also going to be giving golf tours of the course, to go look around and then have potentially a scramble if enough people want to go do that.
So for doing an event out there, do you have to be a member of the club to utilize that?
No, you can be a non-member and rent it, but members get special pricing on event rentals.
Okay, and because a lot of people, you know, whether you've got a summertime wedding coming up or graduation party or all that, people are looking for places to do it to make it not just, you know, a random backyard.
Right, and we were at the Wedding Expo earlier this year and realized so many people don't understand that the country club is available for a rental space. People don't even think about it. So yes, we are a great option for indoor, outdoor events, big, small. We have a space for everything.
What do you feel like, now you're a board member, how long have you been on the board?
Just about a year.
And what led you to take that commitment?
Because when I retired, I knew I was retiring from the military, and I'm in charge of the marketing and membership part of the board, and it's just something I really enjoy. I love the country club. I want to get the word out. I want more families to come in and join, and I want everyone to understand that it's not a stuffy club that only your grandparents, you know, would go to. We are great for all members, and so being on the board helps me kind of participate in what goes out about our club.
And do you feel like just when you say country club, that's what a lot of people think? It's got to be somebody of grandparent type age and maybe significant wealth?
I do think that. I do think that people hear country club and automatically think it's stuffy and not for them, but it's so different than that.
And I mean, old school days, I had a friend when I was younger whose parents were in a country club, not here, but where I lived at the time. And I mean, you had to have suits and ties just to get in.
You don't have to wear a suit and tie. Nope, we do have a small dress code, but it's very doable.
So it works for Roseburg, which is kind of
exactly.
Kind of has its own dress code no matter what you do. Now, if somebody wanted to come out and check things out on Sundays, or cost for being part of this event?
Nope, it's free. Just come on out, show up. And if you want to call ahead, you can get a hold of Jessica Cook, who will put you down as a reservation, but there's no need for that. You can just show up.
What's your favorite part about the country club in terms of what you feel like you get out of it?
Oh, gosh, so much. Really the sense of community and family that we get from there. I am not a great golfer, but there's so many opportunities for me to go out and golf without feeling pressure and nervous about it. There's so many fun events that I can go to with just the ladies or with my husband for a date night. Again, I love watching the kids run around on the course or swim in the pool. It's just the family and the community that I love about it.
And also, talk about the, you mentioned having dinner out there. What kinds of meals are available?
Oh, we have great meals. We have weekly specials. So we have a Wallet Watcher Wednesday special. Thursdays is usually like a pork dish special. Fridays is seafood. All of our food is great. And we just started a burger battle. Did I mention that already?
No.
It started today, and for the whole month of May, we are having a burger battle. So our members and our staff submitted their ideas for what kind of burgers they want. And for the first 2 weeks, we're going to have six different menu or burgers on the menu to choose from, and then we'll windle it down to the top contender. And I just got a copy of the burgers that are on menu for this week, and they look delicious.
All right, a lot of options there. So again, what time for the event Sunday?
Sunday, May 4th from 5 to 8 p.m.
All right, Sherry Hoddle from the Roseburg Country Club, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1244, Under Sheriff Brad O'Dell in our next segment in a moment on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1246. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock tomorrow. It is State Representative Virgil Osborne, either in studio or from Salem. It depends on what's going on with the Oregon State Legislature, so we'll play that one by ear. Our second segment today under Sheriff Brad O'Dell of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, it's good to be back.
So, wanted to cover kind of a conglomeration of things. We had the story yesterday about the passing of canine Ozzy. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Ozzy has served the Douglas County Sheriff's Office and our communities since 2020. He was partnered with Deputy Dan Barden, and they just made an incredible team. and he's had so many successful captures and tracks throughout his career, and has really helped law enforcement quite a bit to apprehend people. We're sad to have lost him, but he served well, and we had to consult with the veterinarian just to make sure that he was still doing okay. We had had some concerns, and so we had taken him out of service last Wednesday, and then had a follow-up appointment with the veterinarian. And after thoughtful consideration, it was determined it was in his best interest to put him to sleep.
You know, that's always a tough one for people. And obviously, the deputy assigned to him, I mean, this is not a 8-hour, 10-hour shift thing. The animal is a 24/7 part of your life.
Yeah, that's absolutely accurate. So the bond between that canine and the handler is incredible. They know, based on how people react and how people move, they know that the behavior of each other and what is needed. And there's just an incredible bond there. But you're right, that work doesn't stop at the end of the shift. That dog goes home with the handler and is cared for. And there's training that takes place on the weekends. Of course, the care and feeding and vet appointments. And there's a lot that really goes into it. And so our handlers spend a tremendous amount of time with these animals. And like I said, the bond is incredible.
I think really when the canine program kicked more in a number of years ago, I probably thought initially, where does the dog sleep at night? And I just presumed that when your shift is done, the dog's got a kennel, in an office somewhere at the sheriff's office, and people that are on duty at night deal with it and stuff. But I mean, if the animal comes home with you, that has got to be, that would radically change, because you're dealing with the animal not just when he or she's off duty, but all the time.
Right. So that, like I said, that dog goes home with the handler. It lives at their home, has, a specific kennel that's assigned to that dog. And then that handler is responsible for all of that care, all of the training, and making sure that everything is up to date with that dog. And so, yeah, the job doesn't stop when they clock off.
So, you've had a number of stories about these animals over the years. The one that you mentioned with the release for Ozzy with Roseburg Police and what could have happened was pretty poignant.
Yeah, it was. That was really one for the record books. A really scary situation. We had a break-in at a local business, and the deputy, along with Roseburg officers, arrived, and Canine Ozzy was deployed. And they had given numerous commands to the individual inside of the building to surrender, and that the presence of the dog was there, and that if they refused to comply, that they could potentially be bit. Despite multiple warnings, they began clearing the building, and Canine Ozzy alerted and showed Deputy Barden that there was someone hiding underneath of a desk on the second story of the building. And they ended up taking that individual into custody, and later learned that he was armed with a AR-15 style rifle that was loaded, and the safety was off. And had it not been for Canine Ozzy, the suspect said that he had intended to shoot whoever came after him, but he didn't in this case, because he was afraid that he would be bit by the dog. And so ultimately he surrendered and no one was injured. And so, there's a great deal of credit that goes to Canine Ozzy for potentially saving Deputy Barden's life that night.
Well, and because dogs, and of course, especially trained dogs, are able to sense things that even well-trained adults can't.
Yeah, their sense of smell is incredible. I mean, it's far beyond what you and I can smell, and that's what they are trained to smell, is the detection of scent and human scent. And so the fact that they can hear really well and smell really well, it just gives officers and deputies that heightened level of awareness as humans we can't pick up on. And these animals are incredible. You know, I can't say that enough. I've said that several times today, but they really are. They're a tool, and they have proven their worth over and over again.
So the Friends of the Umpqua Valley Police Canine Program, talk about their role for the Sheriff's Office and the other agencies that have these canines.
Yeah, so this organization is a nonprofit, and their existence was formed to support police canine programs. So they do fundraising events throughout the year and support us with a number of purchases. Those include purchase of the dogs, the care, the feeding of the animals, any equipment needs that may come up with, like retrofitting a patrol vehicle. You know, a lot of people don't think about those types of expenses when you talk about a canine program, but there is a significant expense. And so with the help of the community and the gracious donations that are made through this nonprofit, those dollars come back into the canine programs, not only at the sheriff's office, but also at several other agencies throughout the county. Roseburg Police, Winston, Reedsport Police Department, Dent. And so all of those dollars come back into those programs and help us to run efficiently. And this is all, again, based off of community donations.
And there are only so many of these canines. And talk about how they're essentially kind of shared based on who's on duty where.
Yeah, so we have a really unique program here in Douglas County where there may be a patrol dog on in South County, and there's a call in Winston. That dog will respond to that incident. Again, you know, it doesn't matter what color the uniform is or what it says on the side of the patrol car. If there's a need, those canines are deployed. It's a community resource, and the chiefs of police and the sheriff all have this this agreement and understanding that we work well together, and when resources are needed, we deploy those resources. So the dogs go wherever they're needed, whenever they're needed, and the handler works directly with those agencies to hopefully come out with the best outcome.
Now, the Friends of the Umpqua Valley Police Canines, they've got a special Unleashed event here just a couple weeks away. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so that event, it's a really great time, and I encourage anyone who's never been, or even if you have been, to come out and enjoy the day. It's going to be on Sunday, May 18th at 2 o'clock at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. It's the Canines Unleashed event, and you'll get to see demonstrations of the dogs in action. It's a really great time. There's an opportunity to purchase some merchandise, have some food, and just have a good family day. While interacting with the police canines, you'll have an opportunity at the end of the event to meet the dogs, and if you wish, to make a donation.
Now, is this sort of, is there somebody kind of explaining what's going on to the crowd then?
Yeah, so I'll be there as the MC this year. And we're going to demonstrate a number of different tactics and things that these dogs can do. I think there will be some agility, obstacle course type things that people will get to watch and enjoy. Sometimes you get to watch the handler fall down and everybody laughs and pokes fun at them a little bit. But it, like I said, it's an opportunity to see the dogs in action and to meet the dogs and have that opportunity for interaction.
And if I remember right, the animals also, I mean, you guys train or are things with other agencies around the state too, right?
We do. So there's a significant partnership that the sheriff has, or sheriff's office has, with Springfield Police Department. We train often with them. And so I believe that there will be a partner from Springfield Police Department down with their canine as well. Makes the event a little more fun, and we try to make it a competition and teach people in the community a little bit about the dogs and what they can do while also having some fun. And so outside of that, these dogs are certified through the Oregon Police Canine Association. They have to meet rigorous standards in order to be put into service and on the road. And so we have a strong partnership with OPCA as well.
Now, if somebody can't make it to the event that day, how can they still help financially?
There's a number of ways that you can donate. You can go online to www.uvcanine.org. You can mail checks to the Oregon, Friends of the Umpqua Valley Police Canine Programs. And then there's also numerous other events throughout the year. There's another one this fall at the Melrose Vineyard, which is always a really good time. And so we encourage people to participate in the events. And then a really easy way for people to support the programs is to come by the sheriff's office or a police station and grab some can bags, some bottle return bags. They have a sticker on them, and when you turn that bag of cans back in, all of those funds go right back into the police canine program.
And again, for the upcoming event, what's the time and place for that?
That's going to be Sunday, May 18th at 2 o'clock at the Douglas County Fairgrounds.
And anything people shouldn't bring to that event?
Yeah, we do encourage everyone not to bring their animals, to leave their pets at home. This is not the place for dogs to be in the stands.
All right. Under Sheriff Brad Odell, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.